Good morning, Frank. You famously told the President of the United States to, quote, shove it when you learned that President Obama was endorsing your opponent, then independent candidate for Governor Lincoln Chafee, who ultimately went on to win. How much do you think that comment hurt you in the ballot box? Why did you do it? And do you think you'll ever be able to live it down?
Well, there's a lot in that question. it was not a good day for me, and something that I've tried to do my best to overcome. I look back on it, and it was, you know, at the end of a long, grueling campaign. My internal polls had me way down at the time, day that I said it. It was about a week before the election, and it was something that I should have never said. The president was really classy in the way he responded, where he said it's no big deal. You know, he nor his people engaged really in any back and forth. And I learned a great lesson from that.
Do you think you can put it behind you?
I think I have. I hope others will. Part of this campaign is answering questions like this. And everything happens for a reason. One of my old baseball coaches used to always say that. And I look back on the whole campaign, and, you know, there were so many good experiences from the campaign, so many people that, you know, gave their heart and soul and helped me. And I feel I let myself down. I let a lot of people down, and I take full responsibility for the result of that campaign. And, you know, but today's another day, and this is a great state and a great country where you can go about it for a second time. And I'm going to do my best, and hopefully people will be responsive and we'll let the chips fall where they may.
You want your old job back as state treasurer, and we're assuming here that fellow Democrat and current general treasurer Gina Raimondo will make a run for governor, widely expected. But a lot of us don't understand. Is this like trying to get back with a woman you divorced 4 years ago? I mean, why don't you pick another office?
Oh, I've never had that question posed just that way, Scott. I look at the treasurer's office, you know, having served for 4 years there during very, very, busy and some would say hectic times. You know, it was the financial crisis. So I saw the good and the difficult days of that office. And I know it's a great place to do superior work with world-class people, not just here locally, but nationally and internationally. And I just have such a affinity for the work that goes on there that's the place that I'd like to go.
Now, you say you're currently unaffiliated. You haven't made a party decision yet. Mm-hmm. You've been a Democrat all of your life. And your dad and your brother, you come from a very well-known Providence Democratic family.
That's accurate.
But you're not going to hint to us whether you'd actually choose to run as a Republican or independent or Democrat. You haven't made that decision yet.
Correct.
What are you waiting for?
The right time.
What kinds of events are you looking for to make it the right time?
Well, that's the work that I'm doing now. This campaign really isn't about.
Aren't you waiting to political... see if Gina runs for re-election or throws her hat in the ring for governor?
No, I've already said I'll take on all comers. But the issue with running for office is, and the people who you serve, is more important to me than a party label at this point.
You've been tight with Clintons for many years. In fact, in a memorable occasion, the former president, Bill Clinton, came here to stump for you in the final days of your ill-fated 2010 gubernatorial run. Would you expect more high-level help from the Clintons this time around?
Again, you know, each race is different, and this is a down-ballot race, so I wouldn't be anticipating nor calling on any high-level national figure to vault me into the treasurer's office, but you know, I like support from all corners. And, Bill Clinton went above and beyond the call of duty for me in the past, and I'll never forget that. And I think the world of him.
When you ran for governor, you talked a lot about jumpstarting the small business economy in Rhode Island. Governor Chafee recently tried to get the legislature to roll back the corporate tax from 9% to 7%. Is that a good idea?
Well, I think lowering taxes in general is a good idea, especially when you're ranked at usually the higher end of the tax scheme across the country. But the small business climate, I don't think, has gotten much better the last 3 years, unfortunately. We're a state of small businesses. I'm sure many of the people riding into work or home listening to this are are trying to balance the books for their business and keep the people employed.
Well, if you're a philosopher king, let's give us two things that you would do to really move our small business economy forward.
I think the level of government intrusion or bureaucracy that the small business has to deal with is really obscene. I saw it up close with post the hurricane last, or the major storm, whatever the right title was, last fall. And so many small businesses, especially down in South County, some of them still haven't gotten through the approval processes and the reviews with the state and towns. And these are people that employ a lot of people, that pay a lot of taxes, that, you know, have had established businesses for a long time. So I think if we had more of a customer service attitude with specific timelines to get approvals done, you know, that would go a long way in helping the small business climate here.
As a longtime state senator and state rep, give us a grade for the recently completed legislative session and give us two or three highlights and lowlights.
I wasn't watching every move. My other job, besides running for office, is pretty encompassing, so it takes me away from the nightly television broadcast of the assembly. But following it in the news, I would say that holding the line on taxes and, you know, really, you know, not doing any damage type of thing, I'd give them a passing grade for that. As far as highlights and lowlights,
same-sex marriage, highlight, lowlight.
Sure, yeah, that was something that, you know, I remember in the early 90s when people were trying to get something like that passed. And that's an issue that I've said I supported in the past, and I'm glad to see that get through here.
Give us a low light.
Yeah, the way the Studio 38 issue was dealt with at the end, you know, that was something that you could have spent a lot of time early on bringing in some experts to educate the assembly about that, so they could have made a very informed decision. But it seems like they'll do that now over the next 6 to 9 months.
EDC, they did try to make some changes in the Economic Development Corporation. Is this just window dressing, or do you think there's something real there with setting up a Secretary of Commerce accountable to the governor?
I have a bad taste in my mouth about EDC right now.
I can imagine. You like most Rhode Islanders.
And there was something just recently that I saw with one of your colleagues in the press, Kathy Gregg, requesting some records from EDC on how much they paid for their bond ratings. And it took them like 3 or 4 weeks just to respond how long it was going to take and how much it was going to cost, instead of just sending it over. You know, so when an agency is operating like that on something as minuscule as providing a public record that isn't going to change the world, it's an amount of money that they spent that everybody knows about, you know, what's really going on there?
When are you going to start doing some serious fundraising? Your latest campaign finance report sure is a big goose egg.
Yeah, well, that was from before I indicated my interest to run. You file that every 3 months, and the one that I'm going to be filing for the period that just ended, the past 3 months, you'll see where we are financially. And that's always been one of my strong suits, is trying to get support from people that believe in me. So we'll do a good job on that front.
Do you think that Governor Chafee ought to veto the Child Care Workers Union bill?
Do I think he should veto it? Again, I haven't looked at it in detail of what it does or doesn't do. You know, in theory, workers can collectively, you know, join together to collectively bargain. So I'd like to see what's so special about this law that, you know, gives them any more rights than they already had.
Do you think the governor should veto the Choose Life license plate, which raises funds for faith-based organizations?
I'm not against someone wanting to express their views like that. Maybe in a state like Florida, they have a Choose Life, they have a pro-choice.
Several states have it.
So it's been a practice now for groups, as long as they can get a certain number of people to say they'll pay the extra money for the plate. You know, states go ahead and issue plates for all different reasons. So I'm not averse to groups petitioning for their right to express themselves like that.
We've run out of time, but we do thank you for joining us, Mr. Caprio. We've been talking this morning to former state treasurer and current independent candidate for that job, Frank Caprio. Frank, again, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.